one halakha from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuftet halakha bet. The case actually there, Maran is talking about where a person comes late to the synagogue and he actually misses the tefillah lahash. He misses the silent amidah with the sibur. So Maran offers that person an option, and really according to the halakha, that option can be considered as if he prayed the sibur. And what is that? So we read, if he starts to pray his silent amidah with the hazan, meaning the hazara, and כשיגיע השליח סימון לנקדישך יאמר עמו מילה ומילה כל הקדושה כמו שהוא אומר, and you pray word for word. So when you say ברוך אתה השם מחיי המתים, now the cow starts to say נקדישך, even though you're in your silent עמידה, you say word for word the entire נקדישך, וכן יאמר עמו מילה במילה ברכה אתה אל הקדוש. And also you should follow, אתה קדוש, שמך קדוש, ברוך אתה השם הקל הקדוש, וברכת שומע תפילה. And you should really follow word for word. And when they get to the Berachav Shomei HaTefillah, you should also say it with the Hazan. Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei HaTefillah. Ve'gam yechaven shekishiyagi ha'shemesimu lemodim, yagi ha'gam hu lemodim. And therefore, so when the Hazan says modim anachlo lak, and he's bowing, and the Kaal is bowing, so you're also bowing in the Amidah at modim. And basically what that is going to afford you is to have a zechut to pray with the sibur, even though you're not praying with the sibur technically, because you're just praying with the hazan. Now, it should be pointed out certain halachot. Now, let's say the person gets to Hatov Shemcha Ulchana El Lehodot. It's Kohanim, it's Shacharit. So the halachot does say, since you're at Hatov Shemcha Ulchana El Lehodot, which is the spot where the Kohanim is inserted, you can stop, and you can indeed answer Amen to the beracha of Kohanim, as well as the three amenim after Vihuneka, Yishmerecha, Vihuneka, and Shalom. Of course, you would not say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. Now we ask some questions that would happen in such a scenario. Let us say, for example, a person is praying Amidah. This would happen normally if you're praying in a, we'll call it a shtibel, where there's many minyanim, or a person is by the Kotel Ma'arabi, where there's many minyanim in the neighborhood, and you happen to be praying your Amidah lahash, and you happen to get to Mehayam Metim, and you hear Nakdishach from a different minyan. So according to the halakha, since you're at Mehayam Metim, and let's say you're in Minha, where that's a tefillah, where Nakdishach is applicable, even though you said Nakdishach already, or you're destined to say the Nakdishach later, doesn't matter. If you hear the Nakdishach, you, even from a different minyan, you can say it, and you should say it, because you're at the spot of Mehayeh HaMetim. Another case would be, for example, let's say you're in Tefillat Arbit. You're praying early, for example, like we do in the summer, and you get to Mehayeh HaMetim and you hear Nakdishach from a Minha Minyan, wow. There the halakha says you don't answer. Because since you're in Arbit, and Nakdishach doesn't belong in Arbit, so therefore you will not answer. Furthermore, according to Maran, let's say you get to Mehayeh HaMetim in an Amidah, and you hear them saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Ubal Etzion. Or you hear them saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh of Yotzer. You do not answer that Kadosh Kadosh, because not all Kiddushot are equal. And therefore it's got to be a Kiddushah like a Nakdishach to the extent, as the last halakha. Maran holds that if a person is praying Shachrit, and he gets to Mehayem Metim, and the Kahal is in Musaf, and they're saying Keter at that point. Keter, according to Maran, is not a Nakdishach. A Nakdishach is not a Keter, and therefore you do not answer. Whereas the Ashkenazim, they would say Keter in the Nakdishach, which they say in Musaf, but we do not. We would just continue the Amidah. So it's really got to be the Amidah that deserves a Nakdishach, and it's got to be a Nakdishach, and it's got to be at the point of Mehayeh Ametim. All this can be found, of course, in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuftet, Halakha Aleph Bet and Gimel. Lechem David Yosef also brings it in the Halakha Berura in Helek Vav, and it will be starting, let's say, on pages Pedalid, going all the way through to Daft Tzaddi.